CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Gene Hackman did drama and comedy and camped up a villain in Superman.
How do you choose to congratulate the greatest criminal mind of our time?
You tell me that I'm brilliant? Oh, no. That would be too obvious. I grant you.
And now a real mystery seems to have unfolded with word of the 95-year-old Oscar winner's death at his New Mexico home.
A search warrant now calls the deaths suspicious. Foul play is not immediately indicated, but it appears there are enough question marks to warrant further investigation. The warrant says 95-year-old Hackman and his 63-year-old pianist wife, Betsy Arakawa, were found in different parts of their Santa Fe home and had apparently been dead for some time. One of the couple's dogs was found beside her. Two other dogs were running loose on the property. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Tears and anger as fired USAID workers gather up their stuff at the office in Washington.
You have people who dedicated their entire lives to this, and now you've got 15 minutes to clear out your office. And the amount of security, DHS officers that are in there, the measures of security we had to go through to a building we used to work in is incredibly disrespectful.
Yesterday, Elon Musk touted what he's done at a Trump cabinet meeting. Now, House Speaker Johnson wants Musk to meet with Republicans.
He's anxious to share what he's finding, and a lot of things he's told me in our private meetings, and said we have to make sure all the members understand the degree of the fraud, waste, and abuse and how egregious it is.
Musk has not detailed anything publicly. President Trump indicates he's confident of a Ukraine peace deal. He's meeting at the White House with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Trump says tariffs against Mexico and Canada will take hold next week. The head of Israel's army says he takes full responsibility after an investigation revealed failures in preventing the October 7th Hamas attack. The Vatican says Pope Francis has shown some improvement as he battles double pneumonia. Kidney issues have subsided. Catholic writer John Allen.
This is also a battler. I mean, this is a determined pope who is not going to go quietly into that good night. And so I think they're trying to balance all of that and err on the side of caution.
Health officials in West Texas are concerned the deadly measles outbreak will only get worse. 124 cases reported so far. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it's important for mothers of children too young for vaccines to get their own shot.
If the mother is immunized, the antibodies against measles cross the placenta and can help protect the child for up to 6 months. If there's breastfeeding, the same thing.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 280. NASDAQ is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite canceling data centers elsewhere, Microsoft is reaffirming its commitment to Racine County. They own about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant and said recently they still plan on putting in the $3.3 billion data center. A fatal fire in Kenosha started in a camper parked in a driveway. It spread to a nearby home on 14th Avenue before being put out. A man inside the camper was found dead. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss is commenting about his current status with the president. At a recent press event in Madison, Voss said that despite his past differences, he and Trump are on good terms. Trump tried to assist with a recall against Voss. Wisconsin is joining a national effort to test dairy cows for bird flu. The USDA's national milk testing strategy aims to monitor and prevent the spread of bird flu in the state's dairy industry. And the Thrive Expo is coming to downtown Racine this weekend, focusing on health and wellness. The event will be held at Memorial Hall Saturday and Sunday. There's more about what's going on at the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just being inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how out there pursuing me over ball screens. So it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM Radio asked, what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency?
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having a, you know, an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. Few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rulau. Currently, it's 42.
Timeless hits, WRJN, and boys high school basketball tonight. The Waterford Wolverines host the Westhosha Central Falcons. Pre-game 6:30 on WRJN.
Yeah. Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Beautiful. Climax, Precious and Few. Pretty song, pretty thought, too. Precious and Few are the moments. I'm Dan Marcus with Climax there doing that on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. A reminder that this is the weekend for the Racine County Eye Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, Saturday and Sunday at Memorial Hall. Hear everything from live demonstrations from sustainable living experts and wellness practitioners, tips on home remodeling, energy efficiency. WRJN will be there. You'll hear our music there wafting through the hallways. And come by and say hi and meet us, would you please? We'll see you there Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday 10 to 3. Tickets at the door, just $2, or a non-perishable food item. If you want details, go to RacineCountyEye.com.
If you're planning a Mardi Gras celebration, you gotta stop at O&H Danish Bakery and pick up their King Cake Kringle. O&H's special cream cheesecake kringle is all dressed up and decorated with Mardi Gras colors. And while supplies last, it includes 3 strands of Mardi Gras beads, so do stop by. While there, be sure to pre-order your Fat Tuesday Punchkies, the best punchkies on the planet. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south.
South, they gave a jubilee. Them Dutchy folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. Too early for the Congo, so keep a rocking that piano, so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Local news, timeless hits. Out of Memphis, here are the Box Tops on WRJN.
Like that. Devil with the blue dress on. She's the devil with the blue dress on.
Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels. That's the way he pronounced it. Not Detroit, but Detroit Wheels. Devil with a Blue Dress on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles with another update in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fire that killed a man in Kenosha Tuesday night started in a camper. That camper was parked in a driveway of a home on 14th Avenue near 47th Place. Flames started to spread to the adjacent home by the time fire crews got there, with the people in the home able to get out. The man in the camper was found dead. An investigation continues into what started that fire. Despite canceling data center plants elsewhere in the country, Microsoft is reaffirming its Racine County commitment. The tech company has scaled back elsewhere, but in a recent statement, they say they're still on track with the $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. They own about 2,000 acres of land in the village. There are also plans for a Kenosha data center, but not as large. Cows will soon start to get tested for bird flu. Wisconsin is set to begin testing its dairy cows for bird flu as part of the USDA's National Milk Testing Strategy. The state joins a nationwide surveillance effort that already includes 45 states. The coming parade of planets is explained at the Racine County Eye website. Stargazers have something to gaze at tomorrow night with an alignment not often seen. Go deeper and find out more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rulau. Currently, it's 42.
serving Southeast Wisconsin for over 98 years. We are the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
That's all right, 'cause we got all night. set the world right.
Words again, pa 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 pa. Not the lyrics he wrote. He just couldn't remember them. It was the 60s. WRJN.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old time movie, I'll tell you about.
Wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Feet start tapping in
Twilight's Oh Girl on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget right after this. It's a song from a movie that's, well, it's from the late 60s that starred, among others, one of the more tragic figures of the late 60s. I'll explain in a minute. Here on WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and that's about to change right in front of your very ears. This is the theme from one of the darker movies of the late 60s, 1968, the year for the movie and the song. The movie was rather controversial at the time because it dealt for one of the first times with the brutal honesty of drug use in Hollywood. It starred Barbara Perkins, Patty Duke, and one of the most tragic figures of the 60s, Sharon Tate. This movie came out a year before Sharon Tate died at the hands of the Manson family. The movie, Valley of the Dolls. And in the soundtrack, Patty Duke gave kind of a preamble of what the movie was going to deal with.
You've got to climb Mount Everest to reach the Valley of the Dolls. It's a brutal climb to reach that peak. You stand there, waiting for the rush of exhilaration, but it doesn't come. You're alone. And the feeling of loneliness is overpowering.
Dionne Warwick hit number two with the theme from Valley of the Dolls. And it was kept out of the number one spot by Love is Blue and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
My pride. When did I get? Where?
just an amazing song. Dionne Warwick sings Theme from the Valley of the Dolls. This afternoon's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. We'll lighten the mood quite a bit tomorrow morning when we do this again with another new nugget from the movies on Oscars Week from WRJN. See you at 9:45 tomorrow. News, timeless hits, WRJN. We're going to head on down on the corner with Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's where we'll find Kurt Volman. He'll step in here at 2 o'clock today, and he's got more of these great tunes, and he knows what he's talking about. Does a good job. Check him out. Stay with us here on WRJN. Down on
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.